Think about $10 million in new bills. Crisp, beautiful, and phony. Art Williams may have been one of the most brilliant counterfeiters in the last quarter century, a basement operator who eluded detection while printing millions of dollars in fake bills. But according to Jason Kirsten, he started as a born hustler in the street-swaggering Chicago tradition. Kirsten chronicles the rise and fall of counterfeiter Art Williams in the most recent issue of Rolling Stone magazine, and he joins us now from our New York studio. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
Now, you got about a guy who's, Art Williams, is apparently only 32 right now. He used to get money by robbing drug dealers. How did this kid from the south side of Chicago get into the craft, if you will, of counterfeiting?
Yeah, it was actually through his mother's boyfriend. Da Vinci was the boyfriend's, that was his street name. Art won't tell me his real name. And he was a counterfeiter. He was an old school counterfeiter who used an offset press in a basement to run off bills. And this is a very old, you know, tradition. Usually this stuff is sort of handed down from crook to crook, often within families, and you're taught how to do it.
So Williams was a real innovator, a guy who used, eventually he would use desktop publishing. I was interested in the lengths he would go to make the money. You write about the lengths he'd go to find the right paper, for example.
Oh, yeah, paper was his thing. He would pose as a school teacher from a poor school, and he would go to large printing houses in Chicago and Texas, and he would ask for what's called a stub roll, which is the leftover core of the industrial-sized paper rolls. They use it, you know, big printing houses. And, you know, please donate this to our school, et cetera, et cetera. And he never had any problems. They always would give him these stub rolls, which in and of themselves you can use to print quite a bit of money. You know, Art Williams, I should say, that his biggest achievement was the 1996 new note when our money changed over. And it was, at the time, it was the most secure bill ever created in the United States. And it was really quite a revolution in the security of our money, because there were a lot of security features added.
And you say that this was the note, the 1996 note, which was a real sea change in American currency. This was the thing that he wanted to crack.
The $100 note, absolutely. By the late 90s, he was printing the old money. It wasn't going to cut it for him anymore. He realized he had to get this new bill under control and do a perfect counterfeit. Otherwise, he probably would have to go back to the streets.
So did he succeed? How did he do it?
Well, it took him about, I'd say, a year. He started out, like he always starts out, with paper. He always picks his paper first. And then after that, he focused on the watermark, which is extremely difficult to replicate because it's made during the paper-making process.
Is the watermark the little, like I'm looking at Andrew Jackson, is the watermark the little faint Andrew Jackson that appears above the 20 when I hold it up to the light? Is that the watermark?
That's exactly it. You hold it up to the light and you see that sort of faint, smoky portrait. It's just a replica of the portrait on the bill. So he really knocked his head against that. He tried all kinds of things, scratching it, and everything ruined the surface of the bill. Finally, the answer, he says, came to him in a dream. The next day, he took two thin sheets of the paper he was using, and his wife actually penciled in a fake watermark on some, I think it was tissue paper maybe, and then they glued them together, and then they held it up to the light, and it looked very convincing.
He just once described to you the rush he got from creating this money.
A lot of counterfeiters have described the rush of creating counterfeit money. Seeing it come off the press is, you know, almost a sexual high. He said it never went away from him.
What's the most money he ever printed?
I think he told me the most he ever did at one time was maybe $250,000. One of the things that made him successful, he had a run of about 11 or 12 years. One of the things that made him successful is that he limited his production. If a counterfeiter goes out there and, you know, prints $1 million, he's going to get caught right away, because when you flood the market with that much fake currency, the Secret Service is going to be all over you very quickly. They will find out where it's coming from. So he would limit. 250 was the most he ever did.
So what finally did Art Williams in?
In one word, love is what did him in. One day he was watching a movie, a very sentimental movie, about a father and a son that hadn't seen each other, and he got very sentimental, and he decided right then that he was going to track down his father and find him. His father abandoned the family when he was 12. 3 months later, Art and his wife and their son are up on his doorstep up in Anchorage, Alaska, And of course, that first night, Art's father says, "So, son, what do you do to support yourself?" And Art just kind of looks at him and says, "Well, Dad, I make money." And the father gives him a strange look, and he says, "Well, I really make money. I make counterfeit money." And he knew his dad had a shady background, and he was trying to impress him. And to make a long story short, they made money up in Alaska together, and Art's stepmother gave some to some of her friends to pass in downtown Anchorage, and they got caught. They got caught by the Anchorage PD. The Secret Service came into the police station up there and separated them and grilled them, and his stepmother turned him in the end.
Jason Kirsten is the author of The Art of Making Money, a profile of Art Williams in the recent issue of Rolling Stone. Jason, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Happy to be here.
And that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden. Thanks for listening to The Real Thing.